Special greetings to uncles and aunties. It has been a long while since we last met. I'd just like to say that we miss all of you. We hope that you are doing well. We miss worshiping with you and fellowshipping with you. Let me just say that we are also remembering all of you in our prayers. We thank God for our anniversary celebration last Sunday. It was truly a wonderful time of worship and blessing the Lord's name. I hope that you had a wonderful time too. We also want to thank God for Pastor Charlie, for the way that he has been teaching us the Lord's word each week for the last couple of months. Our hearts have been encouraged by the word of God. From this week onwards, the pastoral team has been given the privilege to be able to share with you the Lord's word. Each of us will bring a word concerning the theme of faith. So even as we begin the 48th year of ministry, we would like to focus on this wonderful theme about faith. In preparation for this message, my own faith was refreshed in more ways than one. As I studied the Lord's word, my heart was uplifted. I will be sharing with you about the story of the healing of the 10 lepers from Luke 17. And it's been a joy to study this wonderful story. You know, when we study the Lord's word, it should be a time of refreshing. It should bring an uplift to our soul. It should bring a sense of joy that fills our heart. Joy that only the word of God can bring to us. It's just like eating something new for the very first time. You are tasting something that is totally different, something that you have never tasted before. And it's really an exciting experience. It brings that very special sense of joy and happiness to our heart. So that goes with how, when we study the Word of God, it should always be a time of refreshing of our own souls. Why is it that when we study the Word of God, we are to be refreshed? One reason is that we receive enlightenment from the Lord's word. We are able to gain light. Light helps us to understand the word of God. Light helps us to understand things better. We are also able to see things deeply. Enlightenment helps us to discover harder and deeper things from God's word. Another reason is that we are able to gain new insights of the Lord concerning who He is and what He does for us, new insights concerning our faith. How can we grow our faith so much more? And how can we apply it into our life? And today, we are going to learn about how faith and thanksgiving, they actually go together. We also learn about ourselves, how we should live our life with faith, and also to gain insights about having hope. And especially during these times, it is so important for us to have a faith that causes us to have greater hope. So I'm excited to be sharing with you the Lord's Word. It is my joy to be able to share these new insights that I've discovered for myself from the story of the healing of the 10 lepers. So let's look at Luke 17. And we read about the story of the 10 lepers. This story is to be seen and appreciated as a reassuring encounter. So even as we read this passage, we will notice that the description of this encounter is somewhat brief. Not much was really said. Not like some of the encounters that Jesus had with others who were seeking him for healing, such as the Roman centurion, the healing of the blind man. Now, even though they are brief, it is not without significance. It is the words that describe the Lord Jesus that is truly wonderful for us to notice. It is the words of the Lord Jesus, what he said, that is meaningful and significant. So that's something that we want to appreciate and take note of. Now let's look at Luke 17, verse 12. Let's read. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. Now the 10 lepers met the Lord Jesus, but they were standing afar off from him. Now this was different from the others who had encountered the Lord Jesus before. Many of them came before the Lord Jesus. Some even went to touch him, like the woman who had the issue of blood. She boldly went to him and touched his garment. Now, why was the lepers standing afar off? What were their reasons for doing so? Firstly, they were lepers, probably in advanced stages of leprosy. This was a dreaded disease, and they would have been disfigured by the disease. They were also fearful of people, how people might react to them. Some may be hostile towards them, some might throw stones at them. You know, for example, if you were in a MRT today and you suddenly sneeze, everybody will look at you. They might think that you will have the COVID-19 virus. If you were at a restaurant and you suddenly cough, people will just turn around and look at you. What more for someone who has leprosy? People are bound to treat them in a hostile manner. We also recognize that those who are lepers will be ostracized by society. And usually, they will be forced to stay in a colony. They were distancing themselves socially. And they probably only had a little faith. Their faith was not strong or great. They did not have the courage to come towards the Lord Jesus, to come before him as the others did. Really, they dare not come to him. And today, like the lepers, many continue to stand afar off. As older folks, we may feel that we are far away from God, from the Lord, Maybe we are not that close to Him. We dare not come closer to the Lord. Maybe we only have a little faith. And we are not sure whether the Lord will accept us or not. And we feel that we are unworthy to come to the Lord. Now let's read verse 13 and see how the Lord Jesus responded. And we want to be able to appreciate this. In verse 13, as they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So with their little faith, they cried out to the Lord Jesus from where they were and asked for His mercy. And I like the response of the Lord Jesus. In verse 14, we read, "So when He saw them." The little attempt of the lepers was seen by the Lord. It was enough for the Lord to act upon it because the Lord saw them. Even though they were standing afar off, the Lord saw them from where He was. He understood the needs of the 10 lepers. It was all right for them to be where they were. It was enough that they were looking for Him with their little faith. And they could turn to Him in their time of need. And the Lord healed them of this dreaded disease called leprosy. You know, the Lord also sees us from afar. Wherever we are, the Lord sees us. He understands us and He reassures us by looking out for us. He helps us in our time of need, when we are sick, when we are weak, and when we are lonely. As older folks, sometimes people don't see us as we hope they will. We feel that we are being overlooked, ignored, despised also. And even there are times when our own families will not see us the way they should. But remember, the Lord sees us where we are, and He cares about us. Even when we are alone and when we feel far away, let's be assured that the Lord sees us. I was deeply moved by this wonderful thought, this reassuring thought of how the Lord sees us from afar. What a wonderful Lord we have, that He notices us and sees us, and He loves us and cares for us. Now, Jesus told the lepers to show themselves to the priest. We read in verse 14, He said to them, "Go show yourself to the priest." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. So they went to the priest to seek confirmation that they had been healed. What a joy it would have been for these 10 lepers to finally be rid of this leprosy, that they were healed once and for all, and they were declared cleansed, and they could go back to society again. You know, we thank God for the way in which the Lord sees us. All of us can be reassured of how the Lord will see us even when others don't. I think over the last 7 months or so, many of us have not been able to come to church due to safety reasons. And we miss being in church. We miss the people in church. And we miss singing in church. Being away from church, we may feel afar off at times. Let us be reassured that no matter where we are, the Lord sees us. And He wants us to come to Him. As I look back at my life, were there times when I felt afar off too? And the answer is yes. And even as I learned from this passage, I realized that the Lord was looking out for me through those times too. He saw me and drew me back to Him. The Lord sees us and reaches out to us in our time of need. What a merciful and caring Lord we have. And my heart is uplifted and refreshed by this wonderful thought about the Lord Jesus. As we are reassured by the Lord, let us also remember to give thanks. Let us remember to express our gratitude. When the 10 lepers were healed, only one of them remembered to express his gratitude. So let's read in verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So this Samaritan leper returned and drew near to the Lord Jesus. It would have been such a joy, because once he was standing afar off, he didn't dare to come near to the Lord Jesus. But now he was able to. He drew near to the Lord. He returned to Him. He saw that he was healed and he was no longer a leper. And with a loud voice, he gave glory to God. In awe of the Lord, he humbly fell before Him at His feet and gave thanks to the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful experience. He cheerfully drew near to the Lord. This was really a very special moment for him. There is no greater joy than to be able to draw near to the Lord and to come before Him. We too can draw near to the Lord from wherever we are. Once we may feel that we are far off, but now we can come near to Him. We can come back to the Lord no matter who we are, what we are like, or where we are. We can return and humbly thank Him for what He has done for us, for blessing us, and we can give glory to God with thanksgiving. We can find special joy in Him as we are drawn back to Him. This very special sense of joy that this Samaritan leper had was something that came from his heart, that was filling his mind, that was also from his soul. This is the kind of thanksgiving that we want to learn to give. And the Lord commended the faith of the Samaritan leper for remembering to give thanks. In verse 19, we read, He said to him, Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Wow, his little faith led him to become healed by the Lord. But he also went beyond this little faith to reflect a faith that could give thanks. Faith and thanksgiving truly go together. So let's be challenged. Let's be challenged to remember to give thanks. When we have experienced the Lord's blessings, we should remember to give thanks. We don't want to be like the nine lepers. In verse 17, we read, "And so Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine?" Verse 18, "Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" So we want to learn not to take things for granted. Let's be challenged for all of us to remember to give thanks to the Lord. We teach our children to give thanks when they are given something or something is done to them. And we teach them, you must learn to give thanks. And sometimes as older ones, we also forget to give thanks. There are times when we don't remember to give thanks as we should. Is it ever too late to give thanks? And the answer is no. We can still give thanks to the Lord at any time. There will only be commendation, no condemnation whatsoever. I give thanks to the Lord for this very refreshing experience of studying this wonderful story about the healing of the 10 lepers. My own heart was reassured as I discovered the Lord Jesus as one who sees us in our time of need, who sees us even as we stand afar off. And we don't want to take him for granted. We want to be able to have a faith that goes beyond just little faith, but to be able to give thanks for what he has done for us. As we celebrated our anniversary last Sunday, there was so much for us to give thanks of. And we thank God for Bethany, for the way the Lord has blessed us, even our overseas churches. Truly, the anniversary was a time for me to just draw near to the Lord all over again. As I was listening to Pastor giving to us the word, how personally involved God is in our lives, in our church, and how we should personally respond, my own heart was refreshed. It was really a significant moment for me too. And even as we listened to the choir sing through a video, I was moved. It was such a refreshing time for myself as I drew near to the Lord all over again. You know, there's so much for us to give thanks, even as we go through these times, as we face this reality of the COVID-19 virus. We know that many have been hit by this virus, but we also want to thank God that we have been preserved in more ways than one. We cannot but appreciate the Lord's keeping and protection. You know, earlier in the year, my father-in-law had an operation and he experienced some complication along the way. And he was in and out of hospital and it was a trying time for him and also for the family. And this was just before the circuit breaker started. And we were deeply concerned and we were praying. And we went to the Lord and asked for his help. And we were just so glad that he was able to recover just in time before the circuit breaker started. And my heart is full of joy. Even as I recall that moment, I thank God. I give glory to him for his mercy and grace. So let us continue to be refreshed in our faith through the study of the Lord's word. Let us be reassured in our faith that the Lord sees us and draws us to him from afar. Wherever we are, the Lord sees us. Let us remember to give thanks to the Lord, even though there are times when we may be late in giving thanks. Let's thank God that we have a wonderful Lord that sees us and draws us back to him. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that refreshes us and brings an uplift to our heart. May you reassure us through the Lord Jesus who sees us even when we feel we are far away, that he would help us and draw us to him. We pray that we will learn to respond and to remember to give thanks to the Lord who is so merciful and loving. Refresh and encourage our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.